Before there were grocery stores on every corner, many Utah families grew their own vegetables right through the winter. I'm speaking with Caleb Warnock, a researcher for the National Plant Germplasm Program and author of The Forgotten Skills of Self-Sufficiency Used by Mormon Pioneers. Caleb, how did you happen upon this ancient onion that you planted Monday afternoon?
For centuries, people grew fresh food to feed themselves through the winter. And I combed back through French and English garden books that are 400 to 200 years old, trying to find the names of these seeds for the vegetables that were grown specifically for winter gardening. 93% of all of the vegetable seed that was available in catalogs in the United States in 1903 is now extinct. And I happened upon this version of this winter onion, which is planted traditionally in December and January, and I finally found that the U.S. Germplasm Program had access to some of the seed out of a seed vault in the Netherlands, and they were kind enough to fly that to me. And over the next 6 years, I will work to try and grow that out to make that available to the public again for the first time in at least half a century.
Your garden is completely grown without artificial heating or a greenhouse, is that correct?
That's true. We use what are called hotbeds and cold frames, and that's what I planted the onions in today, was a hotbed. And a hotbed is just heated by compost. I dug a hole about 20 inches deep, and then I backfilled it with about 16 inches of green manure from my cows and my horse. Then I left that there for a week so that the temperature would come up, and I covered it with a couple of inches of soil, because as you allow that to begin decomposing, it begins to heat up, and that's what keeps it from freezing overnight in the winter. During the day, I put a piece of glass over the top of it, which is what has been done for 500 years, and that helps the sun to warm the soil during the day.
You are the only person in the United States that is allowed to have these seeds, and I would imagine that the Norway Seed Bank is counting on your success.
It's a lot of pressure. It's something that I volunteered to do because I think that we should be growing these winter varieties before they're completely extinct and gone. And, you know, so I'm grateful that they were able to ship me some from the Netherlands, and I'm grateful for the opportunity. But, you know, it's a little nerve-wracking. If I can't do this correctly, then then this seed will be extinct forever. So.
I know that the winter garden techniques are certainly nothing new for your family, since you've been doing this for years. Have you noticed a change in your grocery bill?
I like to tell people that I'll compare my grocery bill with anybody in the United States, because I guarantee you will win at our family. I think that it's time for everyone to be more self-sufficient. I am a descendant of pioneer stock, and in my book we have excerpts from journals of my ancestors that were some of the first people to plant gardens in this valley in 1847. But to me, it's more than that. This is very modern. This is what we need to be doing today, just because the price of food is increasing, and the more self-sufficient people are able to be, the better prepared we are in case there are hard times.
All right. Thank you, Caleb Warnock of Alpine, Utah. He's the author of The Forgotten Skills of Self-Sufficiency Used by the Mormon Pioneers and a researcher for the National Plant Germplasm Program. And thank you for taking the time. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Ashley Tolman.